I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The scenes of devastation in southeast Texas are tough to take. Drenching rains have caused massive flooding and a number of deaths. Outside of Houston, the Brazos River surged to its highest level in more than a century yesterday. Parts of Europe, too, have also been hit hard by flooding this week. Rivers bursting their banks, subways closed, people trapped in homes and cars. Adeline Sia joins me from Burgundy in France. Adele, what is it like where you are?
Well, I think I'll never complain about Boston's spring showers again. You know, it's been just raining nonstop here for days, and the weather has been nothing if extreme. So apparently in 150 years history, nothing has even come close to this level of precipitation. It's kind of doomsday-like. So here in the past month in Burgundy, we've had a couple of hailstorms. Some of it was like golf ball sized, and it destroyed crops and vineyards. More specifically, this is Burgundy, and around the villages of Irancy and Chablis, which is probably one of the best known place for wine production in France. Some winemakers say they simply won't be able to produce wine at all in 2016.
Well, the rain isn't the only thing bringing things to a halt in France. You've had a lot of strikes in the past few weeks, right? What exactly has been affected?
Transportation has been very spotty. Railway network SNCF is on its second day of strike this week. They went on strike last week as well. I looked online today to see if I could even get a train to Paris, and basically I got an answer that was, we don't even understand what you're asking. There were just no trains. No trains to be had, period.
I know France is kind of a strike-prone country, but what are these strikes about?
It's got to do with the notorious labor reform law that would give employers more leeway with their staff. So whether it comes to hire and fire employees, extend working hours, reduce pay, and that's completely unacceptable to some workers' unions who have demanded a complete withdrawal of the current law. But in spite of changes to the law since the protests began, there have been demonstrations everywhere across France, and some of them, as I'm sure you know, have turned fiery and violent. So we're not out of the woods yet with that.
I know there was a gas shortage that got pretty bad last week. Are the strikes causing any problems in that whole field? I mean, long lines for gas?
Yes, long lines, because when people heard that the oil refineries were closed down, everybody ran in a panic to the gas stations, even though there was not really a problem. It was just more fear of a problem, which in fact did cause the problem. I was a culprit myself. I felt like I had to get in line to fill the tank of my car, even though I have a hybrid and I had no business going there. But but I just wanted to see what it was all about. And I guess I had a lot of time to talk to people in line, you know, in their cars about the strikes. And in fact, I was surprised to hear that many of them really support the workers on strike. In fact, 70% of French people are against this labor law reform in its current shape, because most people do feel like reform is needed.
Pretty tense backdrop for the upcoming Euro 2016 soccer championships. That's going to be in France. I mean, how's this all going to play out next week when this starts up? You've got transportation, energy strikes.
Imagine transportation strikes during this month-long prestigious Euro 2016 championship. We're expecting 2.5 million soccer fans here in stadiums and 7 million in fan zones across the country. On top of that, the U.S. State Department issued a European travel warning this week, stating that these stadiums and fan zones, as if nobody noticed, make easy targets for terrorists. So there's been a lot of pressure on the government to put security measures in place for this event. The government says those measures are unprecedented. I mean, 10,000 security guards and video surveillance, bag searches, bomb squads on standby, and so on. One more thing to consider, tourism has been down in France, especially in Paris, since the November attacks. So right. The last thing that businesses need now is strikes that may cause cancellation or just major frustrations among fans.
Never a dull moment, as you say. Adeline Sia speaking with us from a rainy Burgundy in France. Thanks for your time, Adele.
You're welcome, Marco.